Chances are that if you are an entrepreneur, you got into entrepreneurship because you wanted flexibility. You wanted the flexibility to work whenever you wanted to work, to make the offers that you wanted to make, to not have an income ceiling on how much money you could make. And those are the main reasons why you became an entrepreneur, because you wanted the flexibility. Now, what ends up happening when we become entrepreneurs is that we then become slaves to other things. So yeah, we might have left the 9-to-5 looking for the flexibility, but now that we're here and we are our own bosses, we tend to look left and right to see what's working. And what most people tell you is that you need to double down on social media and be on every single social media platform. And these are the things that you must do. And at the end of the day, when you look at your life, you're working many hours a day, way more than the 40 hours that you would have been working if you had a regular 9-to-5 job, and the flexibility that you thought you were after is not there after all. So today I want to break down what are some mistakes that you might be making in your business life that are like literally keeping you from growing your business, and also what you can do instead so that you can grow your brand, grow your visibility, and of course, make more money. And lastly, have the flexibility that you were looking for when you became an entrepreneur in the first place. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Organic Marketing Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Juliana. And around here, we replace endless hustle with smart, focused strategies for your business growth. If you're fed up with tactics that overpromise and underdeliver, leaving you exhausted instead of excited, this is the podcast for you. Get ready to dive into deep, practical podcasting tips, smart monetization, and growth tactics that bring your business visibility and profits. It's time to simplify your strategy and amplify your success. Let's go.
So the number one mistake that you might be making right now is that you are just constantly posting on social media because that is tried and true for you, and that's what you believe it works. Not only that, all the people around you are posting on social media, and every coach and guru out there is telling you this is what you must do. Now, the problem with this approach is that, one, the social media algorithm is always literally changing. Like every 5 minutes, there's something new. So at some point it was carousels, and at some point it was stories, and at some point it was going live on Instagram, and then some other point it became reels, and then the reels had to be a certain length, and now the length has changed, and now the length on stories has changed. So everything has changed, and it's just annoying and honestly suffocating in a way, because no matter how hard you try, the algorithm is always changing. And more often than not, it's not changing for your benefit. It's changing to actually keep you stuck on that app, trying to grow faster and faster. Aside from that, how many times have you been locked out of Instagram? And even if you haven't yourself been locked out of Instagram for literally absolutely zero reason, I know that you know somebody who did get locked out of Instagram, and they have no reason why. And they have no idea why. And same thing on other platforms, like even like TikTok or even like LinkedIn. I have got locked out of LinkedIn before. And honestly, I do not know why, because I promise you, I'm a peaceful person. I don't know what to tell you. But the point is, the social media platforms, they are always changing and they keep you stuck. So you always have to create content and create content, and it never, ever stops. If you want to take a break from posting on social media, guess what? When you come back, you have to basically start fresh, because you taking that break from social media means that now your account is irrelevant, and you have to work hard to be at a point where your account is relevant again. So again, it's just not a sustainable place for you to grow your business. Also, you don't own it. Like anytime that they want to cancel you, that they want to deactivate your account, they can do it and give you zero reason why as they're doing it. And paying for the blue check mark doesn't help either. People get locked out of accounts with the blue check mark all the time, even though you have been paying for the membership, the $8-$10 a month. It doesn't matter. Now, what kind of content should you be creating instead? Obviously, you should be creating evergreen content that gives you the flexibility that you were looking for when you became an entrepreneur in the first place. Because the things that you say, they don't become irrelevant with time, unless, of course, they are something that are very timely, right? So like the news that is, of course, very timely, or if you, you know, are in the business of talking about social media and social media is changing every 5 minutes, then I get it. Like those things change. But for most people, your content is not going to change. Your ideas are going to evolve, but they're not going to drastically change overnight. And yes, of course, they do for some people. But the point I'm trying to make is the content that you make, it gets to be evergreen. And you need to post the content, the evergreen content that you create, somewhere where the content does not become irrelevant. And the place is a podcast. Now, could you create something like a YouTube channel or a blog? Yes, absolutely, you could. Now, here's the thing. For you to see any kind of result on YouTube, you really do have to commit. And it is a long-term game, and it's going to take you a good 1 year of you showing up consistently inside of that YouTube channel for you to see growth. And you do really have to be consistent with you showing up. So that is the downside to that. The plus side is that YouTube is owned by Google. It is the second largest search engine in the world. So it does pay to be there, but you do really have to have the really long-term vision to stay inside of YouTube for you to see growth. And at the end of the day, you still don't own that YouTube channel. And depending on the type of thing that you're talking about, YouTube could ban you, right? Now, when it comes to blogging is great. Yeah, sure. But people are busy and people are becoming lazier and lazier by the minute. People don't really want to read. People just want to get in and out of a website and they don't want to hang out. And it is harder for you to grow a blog. And of course, a blog is way more competitive than something like a podcast. So of course, I'm a sucker for a podcast because this is how I have grown my business all organically through the podcast. And this is how I help my clients grow their businesses as well. It is inside of the podcast app. It's no frills. There's not an algorithm change every 5 minutes. When there are algorithm changes, they are for the benefit of the podcaster and the podcast listener. They're very subtle changes, and it's not happening every 5 seconds like it is inside of any kind of social media app out there. Podcasting, that's where it's at. If you want to have the flexibility and if you want to know that the content you're creating is living on forever and ever, like quite literally, because it does not become irrelevant. And most importantly, it does not become irrelevant by your own content, right? So on social media, like what are the odds that somebody's going to go ahead and scroll down to 10 reels ago, whereas on a podcast app, people are likely to do that because it's easy for you to see what that podcast episode is about. So it's easy for people to binge on your content and just stay hooked on your podcast. Think about that next time you're sitting down to create content. Do you want to sit here and create content again and again forever and ever? Or do you want to get to show up once a week on your podcast, talk for 10 to 20 minutes, and then possibly recycle content from there into social media, but just rest assured that your content is reaching the right people? So there's a question for you. Now, another mistake that you might be making is that you are investing in the latest marketing hype, and people are talking about this strategy and that strategy and this thing that I tried that made me so much money overnight, and blah, 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 blah. And like this new modality of something. And there's so many things. And I know that you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the whole point of this marketing hype is to create FOMO and to get you to join in. And then you join and you're like, oh, this is not really what I thought it was going to be. So again, instead of buying into the marketing hype, buying into something that's actually a marketing asset. And again, I'm going to go back and say that is a podcast, because instead of a podcast, you get the sustainable growth. You show up, you share your thoughts, you optimize the podcast, and then you just know that it's working, and it's working for the long term. It's growing sustainably, and it's not, you know, this get rich quick scheme that, you know, people promise you and create that FOMO. If all you do is focus on your podcast, you are going to have growth. And I can say this because this has happened to me. It has happened to my clients. And that was it. Like I, for the longest time, only had a podcast and I had amazing growth with my podcast alone. And I wasn't showing up on social. In the day and age, I'm recycling my content into social media and I have a team who handles that for me. And I'm doing it because I'm at a point where I actually am in a good headspace. I want to have a little bit more fun with social media, but it's not a strategy for me to necessarily grow my business, because the way that I grow my business is right here inside of this podcast. So thinking long term, you get to choose, you get to determine, and you get to have the flexibility of choosing, when do I want to show up and where do I want to show up? So I'm not showing up in all the social media platforms because I feel like I have to. I'm showing up because I want to. And because I know that I have my marketing, my asset, my podcast working for me, and I don't have to work hard for it. I just have to commit and stay consistent and it'll grow. So at the end of the day, you have a choice. You can keep going with the thing, the latest marketing hype and the latest algorithm change, and be a slave to social media and be a slave to the hypes, or you can choose something that is sustainable, something that will grow with you, something that will not burn you out, something that will give you the peace of mind that you can just share your thoughts for 10 to 20 minutes every single week and just call it a day, versus consistently showing up on social media and just having to do more every single time. And no matter how much you do, you always have to do extra. And it doesn't matter, even if you get burned out, if you want to get back in the game, you have to play by the rules. Podcasting is not like that. Podcasting is very forgiving. Podcasting is evergreen. Podcasting will not make your episodes irrelevant, right? So if you post 9 more episodes, the 9 episodes before don't become irrelevant because they all build upon each other, because you have an asset. Versus on social, what you have is a lot of work and you constantly have to be showing up. So you have a choice to make. And if you got into entrepreneurship because you wanted the flexibility and you wanted the freedom to choose and not become a slave to yourself and like the social media algorithm, then podcasting is the way to go. Now, if you're ready to take your podcast to the next level, whether you have a podcast or you're starting to podcast, then I have 2 ways that we can work together. I own an agency, and inside of the agency, we are taking care of everything for you, from editing all the way down to uploading and scheduling for you. So you get to be in your zone of genius. We'll take care of all the backend things and we are optimizing. So we're not just a podcast management agency. We are producing your podcast for you, and we're also doing the marketing for you through organic marketing. And we're also taking care of recycling the content for you, so you can just show up and be in your zone of genius and do the things that only you can do while we do the rest for you. And if you love the DIY, then we have a program where you actually do have access to me. It's called the Profitable Podcast Blueprint. And it is a hybrid program where you do have the course portion and you get to go through it and optimize your podcast from top to bottom and create offers so that you can make money from your podcast. But also you have access to me. So any questions that you have, you can go ahead and ask, and all the information for both of the ways that you can work with me will be linked down below. Now, for those of you that are starting on your podcast journey, or maybe you're thinking about a rebrand and you're not quite sure yet about the name for your podcast, then you're going to want to subscribe, because next week I am talking about how to name your podcast, because I know this is a place where so many people get so stressed out. What should I title my podcast? And it can be a place where, especially if you're a perfectionist, you can get stuck on this one thing forever and ever. Amen. So I don't want you to stay there. So tune in next week where I'll show you how you should actually be titling your podcast, how to name your podcast. Until then, may you find God's love, grace, mercy, and peace, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.